Russia's tech workers are leaving the country, but the stain of the war is following them. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. The Russian Association for Electronic Communications, a tech trade association, reports that as many as 70,000 tech workers fled Russia this past spring. The organization's economists expect that number to more than double by summer. They're headed to places like Turkey, Poland, and other parts of Europe, as well as Central European countries like Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan. Some are even coming to the U.S. But Russians who are fleeing may not be welcomed with open arms in other countries, even if they disagree with the war. Dina Temple-Raston is the host of the podcast Click Here, where she profiled two tech workers who got out of Russia. Here are their stories.
22-year-old Nikita Shevchenko bought a ticket out of Russia on February 24th, the day the invasion of Ukraine began. Now he finds himself in a small apartment in San Francisco's trendy Mission District, which is where I met up with him. Super nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Welcome to America.
Dreams.
Land of dreams, he says. If the Trade Tech Association's predictions are accurate, some 10% of Russia's IT workforce will have joined the exodus.
As soon as the war happened, you know, just all of my plans changed like completely within basically 30 minutes.
And while Shevchenko says he and his IT friends are glad to have escaped, they're finding the outside world downright hostile. A potential investor for Shevchenko's website building company told him to go to hell when he found out he was Russian. And that happened even though Shevchenko has helped his Ukrainian employees flee the fighting.
So we relocated them. We paid for the tickets, you know, to different countries like in Europe so that they will just leave and so that they can work and their families will be safe.
Now he says his Russian employees are opting to leave too. Some tech workers are leaving high-profile positions, like Natalia Chebotar, who used to be the chief strategy officer for Yandex Education. Yandex is a kind of Russian language Google. She helped introduce digital textbooks into Russian schools.
My textbooks are now used by 20,000 schools in Russia. That's half of all schools in Russia.
Chebotar says Russia's big tech exodus started before the war, when President Vladimir Putin began to crack down on dissent. She decamped to Tbilisi, Georgia, and she says it's been hard because no one wants to help Russians right now.
Most of Russians who flee, they can't even think about asking for help. So we have different kind of groups that different Russian people help each other. But it's not like every road is open for you. It's not.
It's clear that the fighting isn't going to end anytime soon. Chebotar is making plans for her daughter to enroll in a school in Tbilisi in the fall.
That was Dina Temple-Raston, host of the podcast Click Here. And now for some related links. You can hear more of Dina's reporting on her podcast, and we'll have a link on our website, marketplacetech.org, as well as links to stories in the news outlets Nikkei Asia and Radio Free Europe about that brain drain happening in Russia. And even as tech workers try to leave, multinational companies are winding down their own presence in Russia as well. Tech Radar has a piece about IBM doing just that, starting with letting go of local staff. That follows moves from companies like Facebook, Twitter, and Microsoft, who've either been banned or withdrawn on their own due to the war. In a memo about the decision, the company said Russian IBM workers, through no fault of their own, have endured months of stress and uncertainty. And the company pledged to take all reasonable steps to support them through the transition. Of course, not all Russian tech workers are leaving. ABC News has a story about pro-Kremlin content creators who've grown their audience by pushing out disinformation about the war. They're stepping in to fill the content void left by the absence of global social media networks. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.